Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
So I thought, what do I have in my universe that you don't have in this universe? And what don't you have that's made people very rich back in my universe?
And
I made a list. Loyalty cards, stickers on apples, Jehovah's Witnesses, Ginkgo Biloba, Rocky Balboa, all highly marketable ideas in themselves, but probably hit and miss here. Then it came to me. Antiques.
Junk, you mean? Why would people want to buy something that's 200 years old when they can have something new?
We thought like you once. We pulled out our old fireplaces too. Then the antiques boom happened and we couldn't get them back in fast enough. Something similar is about to happen here. People are tiring of modernists like Brian Sewell and his S-Plan Chic.
No way. Sewell's a marketing genius. He understands the common man.
I can buy a William and Mary bureau in a junk shop for a fiver here. In fact, I'll probably get by on barter, cigarettes and beads. Buy down here in the depressed south and sell in the rich north.
Look, is there a point to all this?
I need to use my garage. Your garage. I thought as neither of us
You want
can
to
drive,
store junk in it?
They're antiques.
What do I get out of it?
Maintenance. It's in your interest I remain solvent, especially with the baby on the way. Rest assured, I won't shirk my responsibilities, by the way.
Don't worry about me. The refuge is doing just fine.
You lack vision, Robin. We stand on the threshold of an era of progress and innovation. And what do? Seek solace in the tawdry artifacts of the past.
Oh, Murdo, aren't you frightened something might happen to your puffins in your absence?
No. Puffins are hardly little beasties.
Oh. Only I've been reading up on puffin diseases. There's this disease called puffinosis.
I think you'll find young shearwaters are more at risk from puffinosis than puffins.
All the same, there's always a chance that someone might nip across to your island and introduce some terrible puffin disease.
I hardly think this someone, let's, for the sake of argument, call him Robin Lightfoot, would make a special journey to the north of Scotland just to be nasty to innocent puffins.
He might if, for the sake of argument, he was in the area selling antiques.
Look, just stay away from my puffins.
really? You do spend your evenings researching puffin diseases.
Oh, yes. Like a prisoner in his cell, I've learnt to get pleasure from simple things, all the while nursing my burning, festering grievance.
You'd wipe out a whole colony of puffins just to get at Murdo?
Not for selfish reasons. I just feel he'll grow as a human being, having failed as a puffin warden. Hang on, that's Kirsty Walk.
Yeah, I didn't want to take her. She hasn't even come out of an abusive relationship. Why, do you know her?
Not personally, but what's she doing here, then, in the refuge?
Good point. She's got a record. They tagged her under this new Home Office scheme. She's lucky she didn't do time, given the nature of the offence.
Which is?
Well, confidential. She's a client.
There he is. The one.
Elaine, how nice.
I can't tell you what pleasure it gives me to see my sister finally free of your malign influence.
Booking in, Elaine. Splendid idea. Leslie and Murdo are very good with clients consumed with self-disgust. Like all top-notch therapists, they've been there themselves.
I am not a client, and I am not consumed with self-disgust.
Oh, still in denial, I see. You've got to come to terms with the fact that you need help before you can be helped.
Oh, to see you brought low is enough for me. To know you've lost everything, your family, your home. I can't tell you what pleasure that gives me. I even drive by your damp basement flat on the way home from work just to gloat at your misfortune.
Well, you must pop in. Just a quick phone call first so I can spring load the traps. So, can I have this garage then?
Well, whatever he wants, don't give it to him.
Look, I'm cured. I haven't been to a funeral for weeks.
Going to funerals wasn't the problem. It was trying to get into the coffin with the deceased.
My death wish was a temporary aberration. I just needed something in my life. And now I have. I found golf.
So your death wish isn't a temporary aberration, then?
I've applied for membership of the Royal Whiston.
Dream on. The Royal Whiston's one of the most exclusive clubs in the country.
So?
So they won't want an oik like you. In my universe, maybe, but not here. Here, it's the sport of the chattering classes. Ken Loach and Jonathan Miller, rather than Brucey and Tarby. Hey, that's odd.
What?
Those two blokes down there. They were parked outside my flat all morning.
So? It's a small town.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Being a member of the Royal Whiston will be good for business.
Golf won't be enough, Dirk. If it's golf versus a nervous breakdown, the nervous breakdown will win.
I am not having a nervous breakdown. I had some problems, and now I'm over them.
After the alien spaceship crashed, its crew mysteriously disappeared.
I warn you, Vernon, civility eludes me when confronted with tiresome subject matter by people with limited presentational skills.
Even though the aliens came in peace, the secret state terminated them with extreme prejudice.
I suppose it's reassuring. Conspiracy theorists are as bonkers here as they are in my world. Vernon, I'm from a parallel universe.
Thought so.
Oh, that's what I mean, you see. Conspiracy theorists are so credulous. You believe I'm from a parallel universe just because I say so.
I'd keep this to myself if I were you, Robin. Especially in view of Operation War of the Worlds.
Operation War of the Worlds?
A secret project set up in the wake of the Kettering Incident.
The Kettering Incident?
It's 1962. Several travellers from a parallel universe turn up in the aforesaid North Hants town. The area is immediately cordoned off, and these inter-universe travellers are spirited away by the authorities, never to be heard of again. They thought these travellers would destabilize our universe, you see, by introducing innovations from their world that we hadn't even thought of.
I can't wait to destabilize your pitiful universe too. I thought I'd do it by creating an antiques craze.
After that, the government launched Operation War of the Worlds to track down any other travellers from parallel universes. They were terminated with extreme prejudice.
So if Operation War of the Worlds was a secret operation, how come you, the bloke who lives in the maisonette upstairs, a shelf stacker in Agros, knows about it?
Twilight Replenishment Assistant.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I know about it because I've crossed swords with the security services before. They found out I knew someone who knew someone who worked on a secret government project called Operation Edric.
Operation Edric?
Operation Edric was a plan by the secret state to take out a village with anthrax and blame it on terrorists. They wanted to test how the emergency services would react to a real terrorist incident.
So if you knew about Operation Edric, how come they didn't take you out?
Because I didn't need to. They broke my spirit. I woke up in the middle of the night and they were there. They tortured me. They needed to be amused, you see.
You mean they elected to spend longer in your company than they needed to?
Okay, then. What about those two?
Who?
Those two. They were parked outside your flat yesterday, too.
I am being followed. Mm-hmm. No, what am I saying? They're probably just a couple of innocent burglars casing the joint.
Mark my words, Robin. The security services are out of control. There's a rogue faction within a rogue faction. A rogue faction with a rogue agenda within a rogue agenda.
They're burglars, Vernon. Burglars pick houses with good stucco and flying buttresses. And the stucco and flying buttresses in our street were made by the gods of stucco and flying buttresses.
Oh.
You can't be allowed to destabilize our universe by introducing innovations from your universe, Mr. Lightfoot.
Yes. Society's not ready for Antiques Roadshow yet.
I beg you, let my darling Elaine go. She knows nothing.
No, Robin, we're in this together. And we're not giving up without a fight. Try a face full of this, you shadowy automatons of the secret state, you.
Our fat cream, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was my mate.
The woman intrigues me. She has spirit.
We're bored. We're going to taunt you before we terminate you. You will amuse us by performing the sex act.
With you?
With each other, you imbecile.
Could you terminate us without us first having to amuse you? My libido is notoriously unreliable during moments of naked terror.
Please don't make us do this. To perform for the edification of strangers would sully our oh-so-pure love.
Let's hope you haven't both amused yourselves already. Your performance might be lackluster and jaded if you have. Then we wouldn't be at all amused.
We'd better do what they say, darling. It'll buy us a few more minutes of precious life.
Oh, that's the worst nightmare I've ever had. In bed with Elaine. Thank God I woke up before we did anything. Hello. Hello? Who is this? Odd.
You're lucky you're not paying me to take it away.
It's a genuine Bilston enamel blue tip bonbonniere. It's over 200 years old.
You can't think you're going to sell it.
£7 for a Bilston is daylight robbery. Why don't you just mug me and steal it?
I'll go up to 10 if you throw in the Swiss walnut tall chair.
Okay.
And the Dutch inlaid oak hanging cabinet.
12 with a hanging cabinet.
Done.
Sure you don't want the Chippendale bureau?
Well, a tenner for a Chippendale, you have to be joking. It's got Oggy Brackett feet.
That's OGs.
People don't like OGs. Without OGs, maybe, but with...
Eight.
Five.
Seven.
Six.
Done. Right. I'm going for a brew. Want one?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
What about your friends?
What friends?
Those two.
They're not my friends. I think they're following me.
That's nice.
For the last time, I am not moving into the garage.
Why have you bought all this old furniture around them?
They're antiques. I'm going to sell them and make a lot of money. Look, either help or get out of the way.
So when are you coming home?
I'm not. In case you hadn't noticed, your mother divorced me. Don't touch that. It's an English Delft fuddling cup with three baluster-form vessels and entwined handles.
Mum hasn't divorced you. It was Dad she divorced.
So?
Well, you're not Dad. You're his double from a parallel universe. You were never married to Mum in the first place.
Oh, you're right. I never looked at it like that before. I'm not really divorced at all.
So you can move into the garage.
Doesn't work like that.
So, this is the junk that's going to make your fortune, is it? What's this piece of old tat?
Don't touch that. This piece of old tat is a William IV rosewood dressing table with a central frieze drawer. At least it would be William IV if your universe hadn't had Christine the First.
Robin, look, you won't really hurt my puffins, will you?
Murdo, if you really think I'm the sort of person who'd take my differences with you out on innocent puffins, then you're a better student of human nature than I took you for.
Leslie's right. You really are sick. Just stay away from my puffins, and stay away from Leslie too.
No can do. We're not actually divorced, you see. Listen to me. Murdo was alone on that island for a long time. So if he starts acting strangely while your mum's out, report back to me. Then I can grass him up.
What do you mean, strangely?
Oh, you know, stripping off and smearing himself with stag beetle larvae, that sort of thing.
I don't like Murdo. I wish you were still living here. Even though you're grumpy and not my real dad.
Of course you do, boy. Of course you do. But Murdo's living here now, and you've got to learn to make his life as miserable as you possibly can.
So the Royal Whiston wouldn't have an oik like me, would they?
It's them. The same two blokes.
It's another world up there. The King's Surgeon's a member, you know. Had a round with him yesterday. He was telling me how he took out His Majesty's polyps at the weekend.
I wonder if they do know.
Know what?
That I'm from a parallel universe. No, of course they don't. What am I saying? I'm letting Vernon's imagination run away with me.
Why would they follow you because you're from a parallel universe?
Because they think I might destabilise your pitiful universe with innovations you yokels haven't even thought of.
You?
Look, I can destabilise universes as good as the next man.
Yeah, what with?
But loyalty cards, Jehovah's Witnesses, Ginkgo Biloba, Rocky Bilboa.
And you're worried about my state of mind?
Actually, I'd like nothing better than to shaft this universe. Shaft it like it's shafted me. The antiques. That's why they're following me.
Let's see if I've got this right. You think you're being followed by the security services because you're buying up a load of junk you'll never be able to sell?
No, because I'm destabilising your universe with something from my universe. Dirk, I'm about to be the latest victim of Operation War of the Worlds. The thing is, Kirsty, I felt you never really got to grips with one foot in the past. It wasn't you somehow. Of course, this is just one man's opinion. Don't beat yourself up over it.
Harassing the clients, no.
Just giving her some creative criticism.
It's okay, Kirsty. Don't run away. Now look what you've done. We're having enough problems getting her to settle down without you putting your spoke in.
Not even Kirsty walking a women's refuge can shock me anymore. You know, I shan't rest till I find out about her criminal record.
Well, you won't find out from me. Robin, look, I beg you, don't hurt my puffins. Do anything you want to me, but leave my puffins out of it.
Murdo, do you really think it's credible I have the will or the technical expertise to give a load of puffins puffinosis?
No, probably not. Maybe I'm worrying unduly.
Anthrax, on the other hand, I might be able to pull off, much less hit and miss.
Oh, God, you're a bitter, twisted individual.
Oh, why should I be bitter? I wake up one morning in a strange universe, married to a woman I've never seen before. I care for her and her two children, but she divorces me anyway and invites her puffin warden boyfriend to move in. I'm forced to decamp to a damp basement flat and pay for the privilege of keeping her and the puffin warden in the house I once, in happier times and in a happier universe, lived alone in. Not only that, my house is worth half what it was at home, because this Surrey seems to be as depressed as Tyneside was in my universe. Bitter? Moi? Why would I be bitter?
By the way, are you responsible for inciting Ned's terrorist activities against me?
One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
How do I know where it is when a Lupin
it yourself.
Oh, is it my imagination or is Leslie finding running the refuge more stressful than she thought?
What's he doing here?
He frightened Kirsty.
Kindly remember that the women here have just come out of abusive relationships with men.
Not Kirsty. She's here under false pretenses, remember? By the way, Murdo very kindly gave me chapter and verse on Kirsty's criminal record.
You told him about her setting fire to phone boxes.
He's lying.
Well, how come I know she sets fire to phone boxes, then? So, Leslie, how about if you swap this Queen Anne gateleg table... Sorry, King Francis gateleg table for a new S-Plan Commodore?
An S-Plan Commodore? Why would you do that for us?
Let's just say I want to make my contribution to the refuge.
Oh, in other words, you want the table for your absurd antique business.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Well, take it then. If you want to bankrupt yourself, that's your lookout.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, we're not actually divorced.
Come again?
You divorced your Robin, not me. We're still married. Well, we would have been if we'd been married in the first place. Give me a hand with the table, Murdo.
No.
Murdo's got work to do here. Get one of your pals to help you.
They're not pals. They're from the security services. They're following me. They might even terminate me with extreme prejudice.
Can't come a day too soon, as far as I'm concerned.
It's not funny. Leave me alone, you shadowy automatons of the secret state! They're responsible for my anxiety dreams. I keep dreaming I'm in bed with your sister.
She'll be over the moon to hear that.
Well, how do you think I feel?
You will have to be terminated with extreme prejudice.
Let Elaine go. She knows nothing.
No, Robin. We're not giving up without a fight.
The woman intrigues me. She has spirit. You will both amuse us before we terminate you.
Wait. Just wait. This is the woman I love.
We're getting impatient. Squirt the spirited woman with the half-fat cream and begin.
All right. All right. Do you have any sexually transmitted diseases I should know about, darling?
Robin!
I'm stalling them. I expect to wake up any minute now.
Well, in that case, non-specific papinosis once. I caught it off a young shearwater, but a course of antibiotics soon cleared it up.
Relax. It's like dying in a dream. It doesn't happen. We always wake up before we do. And as having sex with Elaine is actually worse than dying, the same principle must apply. Oh.
Martin Holst was being watched, you see, not by the secret state, but by unseen sensation-hungry time travellers from a future age.
Vernon, don't take offence, or do, I don't really care, but you have the trite, cliché-strewn imagination of a Twilight replenishment assistant.
Martin made the mistake of going to the press with his discovery. After all, if he was a victim of time tourists, then chances are that others were too. He was being public-spirited, nothing more.
You've got a Napoleon III gilt-bronze-mounted Bull Chevelle, I see.
But the secret state, not wanting mass hysteria engendered by Martin's disclosures, opted for a cover-up. Martin disappeared without trace, never to be heard of again.
Is this a genuine Regency Rosewood chaise longue I'm sitting on?
Why, would you like it?
Look, tell you what I'll do. Throw in the oak bracket Hoffmeyer clock and I'll give you a tenner for the lot.
Oh, I couldn't possibly take any money for that load of old junk.
Well, I'll swap the lot for a second-hand S-Plan coffee table then.
Oh, no, you're too generous for your own good, Robin.
You know, maybe antiques aren't for me. Not because I'm being followed by the security services, you understand. It takes more than the secret state to frighten Robin Lightfoot, but... No, but do I really want to be responsible for fostering the sort of society that will eventually culminate in Antiques Roadshow?
The men who are following you, they're not there anymore.
What?
The spooks. Look, they've gone.
You're right, they have. Well, if they existed in the first place, of course.
Oh, they existed, Robin. I saw them.
I don't want you to think because you were wrong about me being watched, you're just a sad fantasist. Clearly, you're hungering after something bigger than you. Something you're unable to articulate. Vernon, it does exist. Wow. I've seen it. In my universe, it's a TV series and it's called The X-Files. Oh. And it allows people like you to work through your problems in the privacy of their own living room. I think I'll stay in antiques after all. I'm already 400 quid up. Clearly, I correctly discerned a hunger for taste and refinement.
You can have my clubs if you want. I don't want them.
I was born for this, Dirk. When I'm on form, I feel like a rock. A lightning conductor. A rock-like lightning conductor.
I'm through with the golf.
Of course, it's difficult not to despise myself for what I've become. For Robin Lightfoot to correctly judge the mood of the hoi polloi is a lowering experience, but I try to keep the little bit that despises myself in abeyance because, let's face it, there's a little bit in all of us that despises ourselves.
I've got a dirty great big bit that despises myself.
And I'm no longer being followed. I probably wasn't being followed at all. Just because you see the same person more than once a day doesn't mean you're being followed. As you say, it's a small town.
Oh, my God, I'm so unhappy!
Dirk, what is it? What's wrong?
A few weeks ago, I bestrode my world like a colossus, and look at me now! An empty husk, broken on the wheel of circumstance! I've been living a lie, Robin. The Royal Wisdom turned down my membership application just as you said it would.
Well, it's not the end of the world, just because some golf club turned you down.
You don't understand. I started hanging around up there anyway. I'd follow actors round the course. The King's Surgeon, too. I've become a golfing celebrity stalker.
Oh, what are we going to do with you, Dirk? First your death wish, now this.
Eventually they rang the police. I mean, it was so embarrassing, Robin. I'm not even a member and I've been banned. To want to play golf is bad enough, but then to stalk golfing celebs round the course.
I think I know how to wean you off this celebrity thing.
No, I'm beyond help.
Would you settle for someone who's a celeb in my universe, but not here? But you've got to promise me you won't stalk her.
I only stalk golfing celebs around golf courses. She's safe if she doesn't play golf.
In my world, Kirsty introduces a current affairs programme called Newsnight. Here, she's living in a women's refuge. She's a bit unstable.
I'll give it a go. I mean, women who are a bit bonkers are usually great in bed. The downside is that after you break up with them, they slash your tyres.
Well, I'm sure you're capable of looking beyond Kirsty's state of mind to the woman she could be. Just make sure you don't leave any matches lying around.
Eh?
Maybe I'll take up golf. It'll be good for business. You tell me, then. How can I be divorced if I was never married in the first place?
Because I've got a piece of paper saying you're divorced.
I've also got a piece of paper saying I'm married. But that doesn't mean I am married.
Oh,
Leslie, can you have a word with Ned? Water bombs are one thing, but electric shocks... Oh, no, not him again.
What's this?
A Maltese walnut and fruitwood drum table with segmentally veneered top.
And these? They look as if they'll collapse if anyone sat on them.
Well, they're not meant for great fat 21st century bums. They're Italian parcel gilt salon chairs.
We'd like a few words, Mr. Lightfoot.
Oh, where did they come from? If you think I'm giving up with the fight, you're very much mistaken. And you can forget about Elaine and me amusing you.
Are you two still at it?
I know all about Operation War of the Worlds, and I've taken precautions. If I disappear without trace, my solicitor will release information to the media that will reveal to a shocked nation the activities of shadowy automatons of the secret state.
We're just doing our job.
By the way, these two know everything. They'll have to be terminated along with me.
We're from the Inland Revenue Investigations.
Look, if I promise not to destabilize your world with innovations from... What?
You're in breach of the agreement you drew up with us. One of the conditions for permitting you to repay the money in installments was that you informed us if you set up a second business.
I owe money. How much?
£2,103, plus interest.
Have you sold any of this furniture and not declared it on your last tax return?
If you're unable to pay any of the monies owed, we'll have to value your stock, the so-called antiques, with a view to selling them to defray your debt.
Who shocked me?
Don't look at me. Murdo, where are you going?
You're dead, Murdo.
No, your puffins are.
To cut a long story short, Murdo shocked me because I made veiled threats against his puffins. In a way, it's a relief my antiques business has self-destructed. I was becoming the sort of person I despise. The other day, I actually heard myself say, "Look, lady, I'm doing you a favour." To discover you have this alter ego lurking just beneath the surface is scary enough, but then to discover he's an antique stealer. An antique stealer, Kirsty.
Robin?
Anyway, enough about me. Kirsty, this is Dirk.
Now, I know you've had bad experiences with men, Kirsty.
Well, she hasn't, actually. She's here under false pretenses.
Well, if you had had bad experiences, I want you to know I'm not one of those men who give women bad experiences in the first place.
I can vouch for that. He stalks golfing celebs, and only if they're blokes.
Robin...
And those feelings of low self-worth and self-disgust that brought you here, he has those too.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Kirsty...
The thing is, my mate fancies you. She likes you. She would have run for it by now if she didn't. Spoke too soon.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Well, I suppose you could have made a better job of it.
Well, strange as it may seem, yes. My life might be falling apart, but if there's one thing I can do on automatic pilot, it's schmoozing women.
Right. Well, I'll leave you to it, then.
All I can say is that I'm glad there are no women in my life anymore.
You will be terminated unless you pay your tax bill, Mr. Lightfoot, plus interest.
We are not giving up without a fight, Robin.
The woman intrigues me. You will both amuse us by performing...
Wait! Look, why can't you just accept this relationship is going nowhere?
What? I don't know how you can say that.
I can say it because when we're awake, we loathe and detest one another.
How can you be so cruel?
Will someone please tell me why she keeps turning up in my dreams?
Well, off the top of my head, I'd say Elaine's presence in your dreams might be an echo of the trauma you experienced when you woke up to find yourself married to Leslie. You've never come to terms with that or worked through it with a trained counsellor.
I'm not so sure. I think Elaine represents Robin's wish to no longer face the travails of life alone.
No, you're both wrong. I think he harbours a repressed sexual desire for me, and he's using you, authority figures, to legitimise those feelings.
In your dreams.
No, in yours.
We've wasted enough time. Get started. Amuse us.
It's not going to happen. I always wake up before I amuse you. Same principle as dying in a dream, you see. I'm about to wake up any second now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, no.
Ah, you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence, Leslie, Stephen Frost was Dirk, Lewis MacLeod, Murdo, Janet Ellis, Elaine, Simon Greenall was Vernon, and Sam Bradley was Ned. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Claire Jones.
Sorry, this is terrible. How embarrassing. I want you to know this has never happened to me before, Elaine. Well, not often. And I want you to know it's not your fault. How can it be? What normal man wouldn't respond to a woman like you? I'm about to wake up any second now. I am. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and a half. Oh, fucker.